Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talk nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
Don't second guess yourself, you know. Yeah. Oh, I know. So could I. Like I said, I'm looking at the time, but I'm like, we could seriously talk for so long. You know, we may need to talk about creating some content together. I think we both have a powerful message, and this has gone exactly the way that I thought it would, and that I was not even hoping, but I was confident from the time that I saw your first content. I think the very first time I saw you was when you were actually representing women or talking about women and cannabis on your Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So you were doing like a weekly kind of
Black women and cannabis.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's fantastic. That's a powerful message. I will tell you, last year I went to the Bud Tender Awards and I follow a bunch of women that are, in my opinion, very powerful, and they deserve to be in that conversation about, you know, the godmothers of cannabis, the ones that really worked. Wanda James, you know, Roz McCarthy, some of the people that I followed for a long time, and I was on panels with them. I mean, I'm equal level overall. And I can't tell you how much of a fangirl I was acting. And it took Roz to look at me and go, no, sweetie, you're here. There's people here to see you. She's like, and she pointed on the audience. She goes, those group of people are here to see you. And to have that being said, that's like Janet Jackson or like Tina Turner, like passing on, you know,
that's
what I'm saying?
Amazing. Like,
it was amazing. It was eye opening. It was validating. It made what I do, like, it made it okay. It made it where I stopped measuring myself, because I don't care how far we get, we can still measure ourselves against what we see on the outside. You know, other peers, yes, in our same arena. And it made me, it made it like the universe was like, bitch, do you get it now? Do you get it now? Okay.
For real.
Now walk the walk, you know?
Yeah. And so Dope Black Women in Cannabis is what I wanted to do. Like I wanted these women to be seen. And when I first started it, I doubted myself so much, because I was like, I'm a small creator. Like, who wants to be part of this? But as it grew, I was like, holy shit. Like, people started DMing me asking if they could be a part of it. And that felt really good. And like, when I finally created their posts and seeing all that love that they got, like, I love that. I love that they got love. I love that people said that they appreciate them and what they do. You know, I wanted to give them a space, even if it was small, you know.
Give them their flowers. Give them their flowers now. Yeah, I was definitely one of the ones that sent the DM. And I will be all accountable. Probably took a little too long to send the required email. However, that's what was planned in the universe. The universe was like, it's okay, because we're going to have her on the podcast. But I have to say, that's what, I don't even know how I came across your post, because I didn't follow you prior. So I don't know if I was doing one of my searches, maybe somebody that I followed, you followed, I don't know how, but it was meant to happen and it did. And I am so grateful and appreciative, and just honestly, with everything in my soul and being, I'm just so happy that this connection was made and that you're able to utilize my platform to share your story. I definitely want you to share your YouTube and tell a little bit about the content that you do there, because I will say this, you review products. I'm like, her dispensary budget must be real nice, because you review, look, it's not like weeks that go by.
I know.
She posts things,
I know.
And I'm just like, how did she get that one? How, you know, so
I have share other a little videos bit about those that. Too.
And so see, that's good. Keep creating that content. Yeah.
So my my YouTube channel is Shelly Blaze. And on that channel right there, I the plan was to review products, but 9 times out of 10, like I'm talking, I'm telling you guys about my life. I'm just, you know, session. I'm having a session with you guys.
I knew she was sick a couple weeks ago. I knew that she was at school. She's studying. So she does. Yeah. She's completely honest.
I pour my heart out on that channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like if I'm honest and I'm myself, then that's how I can grow my audience. You know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. I feel good to post. But on that page, I do reviews. I just like to explore different cannabis brands mm-hmm. and show you guys different products. And it makes me feel good. Even if I only get my little 8 views, I'm like, yeah, I did that. People are like building up. People are finding me.
We watch them. I pulled up your channel right now. You'd see subscribed. We follow. Like hubby was like, who is this? Like, he's very controlled over our YouTube. And so I was like, no, she's gonna be a guest. And he goes, oh wait, she just signed up. And I was like, yes. So he usually books everybody for 3 out of our 4 podcasts. So when I do it for this one, he's kind of like, who is this? What's going on? Is this gonna, you know? He's a producer. He's protective. You guys definitely please support, follow, and like, you know, YouTube.
Yeah, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
No, I was just going to say, out of all the products that you've reviewed, what would be your favorite? And I'm curious about your very last video, that vape pen that had like dual
this one right here. Right now, my favorite product is actually this one. This one is by Entourage Cannabis, which is a really dope company here. They create clean products that you can absolutely trust. Like, I've been smoking this since they came out back. I don't remember exactly when they came out, but I've been smoking this since like 2020. And their products, just like, bro, 12% terpenes. You take one hit off of this, you're about to be in the clouds. Like, it's absolutely amazing. I'm not gonna lie, I just kind of.
So, explain a little bit about people that don't know the benefits of really good terps and a good, you know, concentration of terps within vape pens. You know, so explain a little bit about what, you know, the elevation you get.
So when people are looking for like a good cartridge, I always tell them to look at the terpenes because that's what matters. Mm-hmm. See the percentages mm-hmm. in it, because if you have a high terpene limit, like 12%, that means you won't need to smoke too much of that to get mm-hmm. to the level that you're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. You want to go for strains that are designed for you. Like, and I tell people, when they smoke something, write it down so you know.
Yes.
Go to Leafly and write down the terpenes, because if you felt good when you smoked that strain, then if you find other strains that have those terpenes in it, then you 9 times out of 10, you're going to like that one too.
Or wait for the Mary Jane Maven journal of cannabis that helps you, that allows you to write everything down. But I love that you said that earlier. I meant to say something about that. That's super important, you guys, in your journey of utilizing cannabis and learning how it best works for you, because all of our body chemistry is different. It affects differently. That's mm-hmm. why there's so many products. But write it down. That's where you're going to be able, it's like a food journal. You're going to be able to see what works best for you. So I love that you say that, because that's super important. And I don't think people think of that about vapes. If they're predominantly flower smokers. So,
And like, and if you are predominantly a flower smoker, then you would want to smoke like live resin vapes or rosin vapes, which mm-hmm. today we have so many of those now. Like, you can just, is the sauce rosin? Because it
live
is?
Rosin. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that because I said, my friend, she had it like this and gave it to me. So I was like, okay, what is this?
Yeah. Live resin. Did I say rosin?
Live resin. Okay.
And I'm showing it like you guys can see. But
rosin is close to smoking flower as you're going to get mm-hmm. if you are mm-hmm. a flower head. And for me, rosin knocks anything else out the park. Like, it is so potent and so just good for your body, soul, and mind. Like, I love it.
It really allows the strains of the vape pen or the disposable, whatever it is, to be just like smoking mm-hmm. flower. I say all the time, that's why, I know I've said this, it is because I am contracted with them, but Sauce is very good at their strains being very indicative of smoking flower. This King's Kush.
I need some more of these bad boys. Okay. I lost this for 2 weeks. I was out of my mind. I was like, where is it? And I found it today. How crazy is that? I found it today.
Once again, the universe.
And we're both smoking on it.
I lost one in San Diego and I almost told my husband turn back around to the spot that we were at, where I was like,
Mysterious.
That's where we left it at.
This one tastes like bubblegum to me.
It is.
Yeah, the herbs on this one taste, it's very fruity, like bubblegum and sweet. I like this one.
Just show you what you got at your bit.
You said what? Oh, yes, what I got my drink today. I am. Yes, that's right. Yes, he did remind me. So, moving forward, and we will, like I said, we've been keeping you guys for almost 2 hours now, but one of the perks and what I can't wait to see see occur to you, and I want to say, keep doing what you're doing, because all of a sudden you're going to get a brand that reaches out that maybe you reviewed them or something, and they're going to reach out and say, hey, we're going to go ahead and send you X, Y, and Z. We want you to review this whole line. It's going to happen. You keep putting in the work.
Whether it's
8,000 views. No, it will happen. It will happen. I manifested. I love Delighted. I don't know if you've had that flower strain or that brand. It is 1,000,000,000% my favorite everything I've ever smoked in life. But I was like speaking into existence. So every time that I bought a bag, every time I smoked it, whatever, posted on my Instagram, lo and behold, who followed me like 2 weeks ago and almost lost my life? You would have thought Janet Jackson or somebody like Justin Timberlake, somebody that I love, Drake.
I know the feeling. They
followed me, but yeah.
That feels really good.
Yeah, and keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you just said, and you knew right away what's your favorite, your favorite product that you've reviewed. Before I get to my little gift that I got today, I do want to talk about the last, you did a review and it was like it looked like a disposable vape pen. How was that one? Like, honestly.
A disposable vape pen. I need to look on my Instagram and see, because I have so many. It's ridiculous.
So it'd have been the last video that you posted on YouTube.
On YouTube. Okay, let me go to YouTube.
Because that's why I get notifications. Like I said, you're right in my subscriptions. So you post something, it comes right up.
It's a shame that I don't even remember the one. I post so much, I don't even remember. Look, is it the one
with Lil Wayne? He doesn't remember what he writes. And that's because Lil Wayne is one of the goats.
Was it the Key Lime Pie video?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the cartridge that I have, actually, the battery, that's a Toki battery. And Toki is a company that I want to work with so bad, but I feel like I fumbled the bag before I could even get started. Because when I ordered from them like 2 years ago, the battery broke. And I had to send it back, and then that battery broke, and then I had to send it back again. And I'm like, these people are sick of me. They are sick of me.
So I take it as it's meant to be. You could be a resource for what it is that they need to do that may be holding them back. Maybe they just don't really realize that maybe they need to go from like whatever coil they have now to like a ceramic one. And, and that'll help the battery life, or
invest in
better batteries. You never know.
Like, I tag them and stuff, and they just like it just reads scene, and I'm like, oh.
But, I have tons of those.
Something I have to get over.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It didn't stop me from posting about Delighted. That's the same thing. I could see that they read it. I could see if they saw the story or the reel or whatever that I tagged them. No reply.
Nothing. Okay. I'll be like, damn, that hurt. Like,
I'm gonna make you come to me. I'm gonna make you want me. So keep it up. Keep it up, because it will happen.
Thank you.
You guys, really, if you're somebody that enjoys one just content, that just genuine, true life kind of content, this is who you need to add to your list, other than me, like, subscribe, share, follow. No. But this is definitely somebody that you want to support on, Instagram, through YouTube. Shelly Blaze I promise you, one day you're gonna be like, oh, I started following her so many years ago.
Oh my god. One of her first subscribers.
So no, and that will happen, speak shit into existence, especially something that you feel purpose for. It's a lot more to say that you feel purpose for something than something like you feel I deserve it.
Oh, I'm really over here crying now. Oh my God.
What I meant to do. It's, look, it's already been almost three times that I've been on the bird.
It's just, can I just tell you why I'm emotional?
Yeah.
I'm emotional because, like, I've been working so hard at this. And to be honest with you, I've been played a lot since I started, you know. And for someone to want me on their platform, it just means a lot and lets me know that I'm getting somewhere, even though I'm not getting no brand deals or nothing like that. Like, the fact that I have a following of people who actually looked for me to teach them something, and I have someone like you who reached out and said, I want to talk to you about you. It feels good. It feels good, isn't it?
I know the feeling. And I'm more than happy to do it. And like I said, I think that anybody that listens and watches me and that knows me, especially personally, they know that everything I'm saying is coming from nothing but a place of just complete honesty. And like I said, inspiration. That's why I do what I do, other than other than being high and speaking incorrect grammar, like I just did. But it's important for me to share, like I said, to share my passion, to share my platform. We've been doing this almost 4 years. You could have told me 4 years ago, I thought I was going to be the next The Read or, you know, Joe Rogan in terms of like big podcasts. But I'm okay with what I continue doing, because when the cameras go off, I look at hubby and I'm like, damn, another good episode. That's all that I need, because I know that somebody is going to see it and say that they're motivated or inspired by it. You know, you went from baking banana bread to baking infused banana bread. And then now you're an entrepreneur and you're teaching your children something and your life has changed and you've implemented and you understand how to use cannabis within your life and your life is better for it. Those are things I like to hear. And that, I'll say this, I used to want to be Janet. You know, I used to sing. Like, my whole thing was, I am going to be famous. I want to be famous. And the universe once again was like, you will be, but in the terms of how you fit within the universe. I say all the time, it's a big puzzle piece and we're all puzzle pieces inside of that puzzle piece. So when we're not realizing our greatness and realizing our purpose, things are off kilter. You know, things aren't how they should be. And so when you do realize that passion and purpose, it just makes your existence and your living so much more fulfilled. And you go through your peaks and your valleys, because that's how life goes. But if you can say that you love what you do and you're happy about it every day, you know, there's nothing better. And when you can identify with the fact that you're doing something that leaves a footprint of significance in the lives of others, I say that all the time too. I feel like that's my purpose. No matter how minute my story is or how large, you know, a part of the existence and the story is, it's what I'm destined for and what fulfills me. So it's like, when you fight against that, you're not doing your due diligence and giving yourself the respect that you deserve. So why I do what I do is because I want to allow others to feel that same way, that they were heard, that they have a platform, that somebody believes in them, and that what you believe is your passion and your purpose is not just one that's within your heart or those that love you, because people that love you tell you you can do anything. But somebody that doesn't know you from a can of paint and you don't know from a can of paint believes in your message and believes in you. And so I'm hoping that that's what you get from this, you know, this guest co-star appearance. I'm hoping that that's what the listeners get. And, you know, it's all love. And that's what I strive for. So that's me. That's me in all transparency. But to close on another note, you know, if I got you crying, it's okay. You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, because it's needed. It's needed. I do want to say shout out to Chuck's Wellness in Placerville, California. Today was their second year anniversary of being open. Their storefront, who they took an old diner that had been in Placerville for, like, let's just say decades. A lot of their citizens, you know, the city, the town, very used to this being like their home, the second home away from home, being a place that they could go to and, you know, see others and commiserate. And when that closed, I don't know the length of time that happened between when it was a diner and when it became a dispensary, a cannabis dispensary, but they paid homage to the respect of, like, what that building and what that business meant to the city and to the town and to the people that have been there, because they are a community that a lot of older citizens. And so they kind of, they've kept the exact, you know, bones of everything that was the diner. So it looks like a diner. They have the old bar or the old countertop that you could sit at. I'm not sure if they still have them, but they used to have laminated old menus. So like 5 fried eggs and like 5 ham pancakes and like just the works was like 29 cents just to kind of see that. And they've changed that into a cannabis dispensary. And it's, like I said, it's called Chuck's Wellness. I want to say that out of all of the storefronts that I work in, they are number one as far as caring for their patients. They will spend as much time as needed for you to understand everything that you can from A to Z when it comes to cannabis in whatever time that you need. I think that they've done a great job. They've, like I said, their second year anniversary. They do a lot for the community. They had like a farmers market. They had a bunch of different vendors today, plus a lot of cannabis companies. I was there with Sauce. But one of the things they did is gave free tattoos. So, being that I'm a tattoo girl, I signed up. Now, I was on the clock and I was like, well, how are we going to work this? Maybe I'm working around what could be a little bit of a break. But definitely, I got a new tattoo today. So I do want to say, Eric, hold on. What is his exact name? Eric Assen. He is from Artistic Tattooing. His Instagram is at Ink Atlas. He is in Citrus Heights, California, which is just another city, little suburb of Sacramento. And he had a bunch of just different, you know, because he was doing free tattoos, so you couldn't really just do custom tattoos or whatever. But he had an awesome weed leaf. He had a bong. He had a peace sign. He had 420. And it's cool to say that all the brand educators that were there, we all got one. So we're all kind of like in a little, you know, a little collective of brand educators that got free tattoos at this this awesome second anniversary. So I left this morning with one less tattoo and came home with one for free. You could tip, you know. So I do want to say shout out to him. I also want to, Sesh out, not shout out. This is the 90s. So there was other vendors there as well. I met a vendor. Her name is Harlow Handiwork. She did a lot of beautiful keychains and necklaces and jewelry and a lot of resin pieces. And the first thing that caught my eye was this really dope, cute ashtray, which is actually heat activated. So once we put out something in it, or we hold a, you know, a joint or a blunt there, it's going to change colors. Just, I got to tell you that.
That's pretty cool. So,
yeah. So she first was like, let me know her pricing. But immediately that turned to, please take it as a gift. And, you know, and we can share my work with those that you know. So with my platform, I'm definitely sharing her. I'll share her information. Her Instagram is at Harlow, H-A-R-L-O-T, Handiwork, H-A-N-D-I-W-O-R-K. She's also going to be a guest. That was, you know, part of our barter there, but I will be putting that to good use. So I want to say shout out to Chuck's Wellness for a fantastic day of education. Sesh out. Thank you. See, that's why I married you. See? A great sesh out to Chuck's Wellness, to Eric, for doing that really cute, awesome, fast tattoo. I mean, this was maybe 6-7 minutes. Don't let people tell you that this is not a tender area, because I had to get my breathing under order. Haven't had a tattoo in probably, what, 5 years?
Or more.
Oh, damn. It's about time. Was better than a free one. So, you know, that's cute. At first I was like, don't put it there because my arms are fat, but maybe that'll give me motivation to do some push-ups or something. But anywho, so shout out to Sauce, our unofficial kind of like sponsor. we'll see how they like me talking about them so much. But this is King's Kush. If it's in your area, definitely invest. We have some really good pre-rolls now called Sauce Smokes. They're 0.6 gram. They are infused. Fantastic. We'll talk about that in another one. But most importantly, I want to thank you so much for your time. I think, like I said, this was going to be a great episode. It's even better than what I anticipated. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the end of the blunt, from the, you know, last circle pass of the sesh. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your story and just being so honest. And I really had a very good time. And I'm, like I said, very appreciative of you this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I loved it. The conversation was really good. I'm elated right now. Like, I don't even think I'm gonna be able to go to sleep after this.
See, that's nice. The feeling I like to leave as well. You know, the sleepy feeling elevated. You guys, please, if you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did and you want to support another woman of color who's doing something truly out of having a passion for it and wanting to share that passion and her knowledge, definitely go and follow Shelly Blaze. Find her on Instagram. Also, please go subscribe, like, and follow. Turn on notifications to her YouTube as well as to your girl. And I want to thank you guys all for another fantastic evening. Love you all.